Shalom to all! And today we're going to learn Yerushalmi Beitza, right at the beginning of Perek Dalet, and the Ozval Shur's Daf is at the bottom of Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, and the Oskol Shur's Daf is on the bottom of Lamed Dalet Amud Beis. And today's Daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas, Marsh Mem Shar Basri Yaakov Moshe, Hernish Shama should have an Aliyah. Especially tells us, Hamevi Kadei Yanu Makam Makam, a person bringing jugs of wine from one place to another on Yom Tov, Loivi and Basal Bakupa, he shouldn't bring them in a basket or a box, because that's over the Chol, that's a normal way that it's done. Aval Mevi Hu Lamed Beis Amud Beis on the top, Al Ksefe Lefanov, but he could put it on his shoulder or in front of him, and that's okay. Furthermore, Hamelchas HaTeven, somebody who's bringing straw on Yom Tov from one place to another, Lo Yavshel Sakupa L'Achrov, he shouldn't sling the box behind him, Avol Notel B'Yaday, rather he should carry it in his hand, and this is for the same reason, because of the Dechol, that's the normal way to do it, and therefore he has to do it in a slightly different way. Lastly, Maschilin B'Arimus HaTeven, one's allowed to begin, he's allowed to start taking from a pile of hay on Yom Tov, even though he wasn't Mazmin it, he didn't prepare it before Yom Tov, Avol Lo Be'etzem Shem Mukta, but he's not allowed to take from wood. In the Mukta was an area behind the house, it usually had wood stored there and other things as well. Since it was not used as an entrance, this is kind of like a backyard or an alleyway or something like that. Stuff tended to be put there that one did not have the intention to use. Therefore, wood which is there is not allowed to be used on Yom Tov because he was makta midaitai. He never had intention that he was going to use it. Says the Gemara, Hamevi Kadayan v'chulu. So here we clarify this first case of carrying the pitchers or jugs of wine. Amar Chana Bar Levi, Masnisa Be'ilin Kripadaya Dikasa. Our Mishnah is talking about very small jugs of wine. Dimat on entarte tlas begayada, that he's able to hold two or three of them in each hand, and that's why he's not able to put them in the backs or basket, which is the standard way to do it. He's able to put a lot in there. He has to just carry one or two, either on his shoulder or in front of him. However, let's say he had one very large barrel, that's all he had, so lefanov, kachidarkoi, la'achrov, kachidarkoi, carrying it in front of him or behind him, that is the normal way to do it when we're talking about a large one, and therefore it would be beseder. Now we're going to compare a Mishnah in two different ways to something that we had learned in the previous parak, namely, when a person's shechting an animal on Yom Tov out in the field, we had said, number one, if the skin is separate from the meat, he's not allowed to bring the skin into the city. However, if it's still attached to one of the pieces, even though the whole skin is attached to just one piece, he could bring the whole thing in because of that one piece. And also we had said that the entire animal is not allowed to be brought in one shot. He has to cut it into pieces and bring them in like that. So now the Gemara tells us, Hey Chamad At Omar, just like you said, Mevi Al Gav Oira, that the hide is allowed to be brought along with the piece of meat. The Kavasa, similarly, Mevi Al Gav Kankana, it's allowed to be brought along with its jug. In other words, in our case, if there's just a little bit of wine in a large jug, not a problem. Since he's allowed to transport the wine, he's allowed to bring the jug with it, even though there's not so much wine in it. Furthermore, just like you say over there, that he has to bring the animal in limb by limb, a little bit by little bit, even though he's going to be mafish bihilucha. He's going to be walking back and forth quite a few times in Yom Tov. With the Kavazah, similarly, in our case, he has to bring jugs by jugs, namely, he's not allowed to carry a basket or box full of a whole bunch of his jugs. He has to carry only one or two at a time in his hand. And moving on, we have another question. Review done by, he asks as follows, what about bringing straw from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah? And right now we're understanding the question to be that even though we know that according to Beis Hillel, whom we paskin like, that since we're allowed to carry out on Yom Tov because of a tzarech eichel nefesh, so even if it's shaloi letzarech we're allowed to carry out, perhaps that shaloi letzarech only refers to something which might not be tzarech eichel nefesh, but it's tzarech Yom Tov. For example, as we had learned earlier in the Masechta, he wants to carry a sefer Torah or a child, so that's still tzarech Yom Tov, even though it's not tzarech eichel nefesh. But what about this? This is straw for an animal, so is he allowed to carry that or no? So the Gemara says, isn't that our Mishnah? If one's carrying straw, he's not a sling the box behind him, but he's allowed to carry it in front of him. We clearly see from here that he's transferring straw from one place to another. That's a direct answer from our Mishnah. So the Gemara tells us that's not a full answer. On top, because Masnisa command Omar l'chol nefesh af nefesh is behem b'chlal. It could be that our Mishnah is referring to the man Omar who understands the pasuk of l'chol nefesh, which is the pasuk that we learn from there. You're allowed to do malacha if it's for tzarech eichel nefesh. He darshans l'chol nefesh that includes even a nefesh behema, and so maybe that's why the Mishnah says that straw is allowed to be transferred from one place to another on Yom Tov. Matzrichalei, what's the question really in regards to command Omar in nefesh is behema b'chlal? According to the man Omar, that an animal is not included in this drasha in the pasuk. Nonetheless, perhaps we would still say that it would be included in the heter of mitach shel tzarech hotunami shel loy tzarech. But now the Gemara backtracks and says baram command Omar nefesh is behema b'chlal. However, meaning even according to this first man Omar that we had mentioned, that the drasha of the pasuk does explicitly include an animal. Nonetheless, we would still have a question because pshitalei masnisa b'maitzi lahachil. The one thing that is obvious from our Mishnah, as we had said before, straw is allowed to be taken out for an animal, but that's only if it's meant to feed the animal, and that's what we're taking out for. Matzrichalei, but what would still be a question in that man Omar b'maitzi lahesek if he wants to carry the straw out and use it as firewood? So that's not for an animal, and it's also not directly for Eichel Nefesh. It's a machshir for the Eichel Nefesh. He needs it for his fire in order to be able to cook the food. So that'd be a question even according to the first Manda Amar. Now, the following discussion in the Gemara is related to what we had said at the end of the Mishnah, that wood that's in his muktzeh, which we had explained, was this area behind his house, so that one is not allowed to take on Yom Tif. So Rav Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'shei Rabbi Yossi, muktzeh sheyavesh asur ligabai. Something which was muktzeh and it dried out, one is not allowed to touch it. Now, we had learned about this earlier in the Masechta. This refers to putting fruit on the roof to dry out. They used to do that back in the day. The roofs in Eretz Yisrael were flat and it's pretty hot most of the year, so they put their fruit on the roof to dry out in the sun. Now, as it's drying, a person does not have intent to eat it, and therefore, for all intents and purposes, it's considered muktzeh for Yom Tif, and therefore, if he discovers on Yom Tif that it's fully dried, it's also to touch it, because muktzeh, he never had intention to eat it, because again, before Yom Tif, it still wasn't dried yet. Now, we have a story about this. Rebbe, Amar L'Reb Shim Berei, Rebbe told Reb Shim and his son, Alei v'havei lanu gregres min aliyah, go up and bring us gregres from the aliyah, from the upper level, meaning from the roof. So Amar Lei, he asked his father, v'ein asr shem muktzeh, isn't asr because of muktzeh? It's Yom Tif today, and erev Yom Tif, we didn't have in mind to eat them. So Amar Lei, Rebbe responded to his son, v'adayin at lezu, you still need this halacha? We already know that ein lecha asr mishum muktzeh ela te'enim anavim bilvad. The only thing that's asr while it's drying out are te'enim and anavim, and that which I sent you to get were groigrois. Those were dried figs, meaning they were already dry. They weren't in the process of drying, and that's why they're perfectly fine. Now, according to other Gersais, he didn't send him to get groigrois, which are dried figs. He sent him to get dates that were drying. And with this, it's a little bit easier to understand what Rebbe told his son, Reb Shemin, that the only thing that's asr to get while it's drying are te'enim and anavim, but I didn't send you to get te'enim or anavim, I sent you to get dates, and that's where you're allowed to get them. Now we just have a little bit more of a clarity on Rav Shmuel bar Sisra Tai. He explains, why is it that te'enim and anavim are the only things that while they're drying out are muktzah, as opposed to other fruits are fine? So lami gemal beis on top, because they become masriach, meaning when they're drying out, they go through a stage where they basically become spoiled, and they're actually not edible, so while they're in the drying process, they're muktzah, a person has no intention to eat them because they can't eat them, they're masriach, and that's why if they fully dried on Yom Tif, one wouldn't be allowed to take from these te'enim or anavim. Other fruits as they're drying don't go through this masriach stage, and therefore there's no issue with it. Now we're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to discuss this case. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.